Apple today announced it will not meet its revenue guidance. Because? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 17th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. General Motors is giving up on several non-profitable countries. Yet another retail company is declared Chapter 11. We've got a milk story for you. Also today, Tesla has been told to halt its Gigafactory. Those stories and more, along with our own Laura Kennard and DM Biz events, business events happening this week in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, in yet another case where the coronavirus is having an impact on business today, Apple said it doesn't expect to meet its revenue guidance for the March quarter. Why? Well, due to work slowdowns from the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in China. In a statement, the company said that work is starting to resume in China, but it's expecting a slower return to normal conditions than anticipated. Apple also said that global iPhone supply will be temporarily constrained and that demand for its products in China has been affected by store closures and reduced customer traffic. Well, the news that General Motors is pulling out of Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand is being met with major concerns about job futures. The company said in a statement that it plans to wind down sales, engineering, and design operations for its historic Holden brand in Australia and New Zealand by 2021. It also plans to sell its Rayong factory in Thailand to China's Great Wall Motors and withdraw the Chevrolet brand from Thailand by the end of this year. All of that sent shockwaves through those nations who are greatly concerned the decision will have a negative impact on jobs and their economy. GM has 828 employees in Australia and New Zealand and another 1,500 in Thailand. Well, it was once the go-to retail store for fun and interesting items for the home and kitchen. Today, Pier 1 said it's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and is seeking a sale of the company. The company said it plans to use this process to complete the previously announced closure of up to 450 store locations, including the closure of all of its stores in Canada, to help cut down on its cash burn. The company added that it's in talks with multiple potential buyers that could acquire the retailer out of bankruptcy and that it expects pending court approval. The deadline to submit qualified bids will be on or around March 23rd. Well, today we learned that the Dairy Farmers of America has agreed to buy Dean Foods, that's America's largest milk producer, for $425 million. The dairy cooperative will also assume Dean's liabilities as part of the deal to acquire 44 of the company's facilities as well as other assets. Dean, if you remember, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in November as the business struggled to attract consumers who have instead turned to non-dairy milk or private label products. At the time it filed for bankruptcy, Dean had reported a net loss in 7 of its last 8 quarters. The transition makes the Dairy Farmers of America the stalking horse bidder, meaning that the transaction would be subject to receiving higher or better offers while the company is in bankruptcy. Tesla's plans for a European gigafactory hit a speed bump over the weekend. A German court ruled that Tesla must temporarily halt the deforestation that was underway to make space for its new factory manufacturing plant while it considers objections from the environmental group, the Green League. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced the plans for the site back in November of last year, and Tesla says on its website it aims to begin production in 2021. A Frankfurter newspaper reported that Tesla will invest up to $4.3 billion into the factory. Meanwhile, the BBC reports that Tesla had not been granted permission to build the factory, but had been given permission to make site preparations at its own risk. While Wall Street was closed for the President's Day holiday, world stocks were open and up. European stocks were up, as were Asian stocks, and even the markets in China. Those stocks were up by over 2% as the country's central bank lowered key interest rates and injected more liquidity into the system. Fears about the jolt to the world's economy from the coronavirus lingered, though, as the number of reported new cases in China rose once again on Sunday. China is literally laundering its money. As the novel coronavirus outbreak continues to batter China, the country's central bank has implemented a new strategy to contain the virus. What is it? Deep cleaning and destroying potentially infected cash. The new measures announced by the People's Bank of China aims to contain the spread of the virus, officially now known as COVID-19. There's still a lot unknown about the virus, which has infected more than 71,000 people globally and killed over 1,700, the majority in China. But it appears to survive for at least several hours on surfaces, according to the World Health Organization. That's why buildings in affected areas are regularly disinfected, elevator buttons, door handles, and other commonly touched surfaces, and why people are worried about cash, which changes hands multiple times a day. And finally, there is this. You know, for years, our advertising and marketing agency has cautioned our clients to be careful with social media. Not that they shouldn't use it, but they should be aware that a bad tweet can produce negative impacts on the business and the business brand. To that point, it seems the fallout about a controversial tweet will cost the NBA millions of dollars. All of this is from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. If you remember, it was Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey who tweeted in support of protesters in Hong Kong, and the NBA ultimately decided against publicly punishing him or cutting his job. That non-reaction led the Chinese government to taking NBA games off the air there and a loss of Chinese sponsors. The total hit will likely be a bit less than $40 million, according to Mr. Silver. Coming up next, in just a click away, it's Laura Kennard with business events in the greater Des Moines metro. DM Biz Events and Laura Kennard coming up next.